the song that is dividing opinion. If you love it or you hate it, the new reworking by Landscape of the Bob Marley standard. Is this love? 10 minutes to 11. It's getting close now. The nominations are out. The votes are pouring in for the Tenerife Entertainment Awards 2016. It's almost like it's the Legends Tenerife Entertainment Awards this time around. And delighted to say, kicking with the honour of kicking us off, our first Tenerife Entertainment Awards 2016 nominee interview for Best Male Singer, the winner from 2011. How's that for a build-up, Simply Mo? Morning.
Good lad. I'll pay you later.
Yeah, it's all right. I take traveller's checks as well. You can pay us by wire if you want. Mo, good morning. Where are you today?
I'm just outside Glasgow painting.
Doing what?
Painting.
Oh, it's all rock and roll with you kids these days.
Oh, yeah, man. Sex, drugs and sausage rolls.
Maybe not in that order. you're in Glasgow. Does it really seem like 5 years ago that you won the Best Male Singer?
It doesn't actually, no. It feels 2 minutes ago.
And what do you remember of that day? What do you remember in 2011 when the envelope, the gold envelope was opened and your name was read out?
To be honest, it was a really good day, so I can't really remember too much. The only remembrance I've got is pictures.
There's always that thing that the following morning, isn't there, where you have a little look at that trophy and you're like, oh yeah, I did win.
Yeah, why?
Give us a little bit of background for those that may be relatively new to the island. When is it you first came here?
It was 2003. Aye, 2003. Moved over when I was 15 with my parents.
Yeah.
And then started doing the computer karaoke systems for Ray Wild, and then went out and did my own cabaret shows and that, and then the rest was history.
So we're very much talking about the fact that it took you from when you arrived in 2003, 8 years later, becoming the best male singer, literally starting and paying your dues from the bottom.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And when you look back at that, today, do you think, I can't believe I used to do this or I used to do that?
I'm still here.
I was just saying, if you look back at it from when you first started to how it ended up, can you believe kind of how it began, what you used to do with karaoke?
Not at all, no. I mean, I never even thought that I'd get into singing. I mean, it was just a karaoke hobby. Everything just seemed to spiral in the right direction, really.
Let me tell you, there's no easy wins in the Tenerife Entertainment Award. That's some improvement over the years to be able to take the gong.
Aye, definitely.
you won the gong in 2011. What was it you were singing back then? What was kind of the style of music?
It was a lot of Motown stuff. I did a lot of Motown stuff back then. I mean, now I'm moving more on to like the classic rock kind of stuff. Dr. Hook, Eagles, Whitesnake, stuff like that.
Hang on, you've gone from Marvin Gaye to Whitesnake?
Oh, I've got a very eclectic taste.
Now there's a show, isn't it? I can almost see the poster. Simply Mo, Marvin Gaye to David Coverdale.
Aye, it works.
I love these little Scottishisms you picked up. Aye.
Oh, well, the thing is, I mean, that's always been a Yorkshire thing as well.
But this is the thing, how does a Yorkshire lad end up in Glasgow?
Women. Well, woman.
Woman.
Right.
You said that like you said it like Fred Flintstone, woman. So you did the traditional trick where you fell in love and moved back. Is this what we're saying here?
Yeah, fell in love, moved back, got engaged, got the mortgage, and getting the baby in February.
Oh, congratulations!
I'm well happy.
Is it going to be a little Mo or a little Moet?
We don't know. We find out on Monday.
Oh! Well, what does your gut tell you? Normally you get a little feel for these things. What do you think?
I've got a funny feeling it could be a boy, but I don't want to put anything on paper because I've been wrong before.
Well, put it like this. It's a 50-50 coin flip, isn't it?
Exactly. Aye.